right now and you don't know the fucking cat?
I have no idea what the cat's name is.
Yeah, how do you, so you meet a cat, you don't ask what the cat's name is? You meet this cat, you don't even know?
I know it's a girl.
You know it's a girl, that's good. All right, you were like, I need the gender. Can you give me the gender? That's what's important.
I need the gender of the cat. Yeah, I don't know what this fucking cat's name is. I'm about to be real with you.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't have a guess. Yeah. I wouldn't even have a guess at what this cat's name is.
Wow.
Like I wouldn't even be able to ballpark it.
That is like 1,000% a difference between me and you. There is no world where I'm in a room with a cat and I don't know the cat's name. There's just no world where that happens.
No. Yeah.
Here you are.
Yeah, I'm just stuck with it. You know?
You're not even happy. You're not even happy being.
No, the cat's been chill. The cat actually has been chill.
Hell yeah.
She just kind of has been like sleep. Now she's all like fucking wired. But earlier she was just kicking it with me, so that was nice.
That is nice. Well, now you're like, you know, you're talking. You're filling the space a little bit, so she's responding to that energy. Probably, you know, she's feeling your energy, and that's probably making her uncomfortable. You know.
Right, yeah, she's just like exploring right now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's like getting after it up here.
Yeah. Well, she's looking for, you know, she's like, I got to do some comedy. She's like, I got to do a spot, dude. She's like picking that up off you.
Yeah, she's like, we should be working right now. I'm a cat. That's how manic I am. I'm like producing animal kingdoms. Like, dude, we got to grind a little harder, dude. Like, the vibes are, you know, kind of escaping me.
You put that out there. Yeah, and then, you know, the animals around you are just like, whoa, I can't just be like hanging out. I got to be out doing stuff.
Yeah. She's just like literally like digging in a closet right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's looking for jokes.
She's got a hustle, dude.
Yeah.
She's got a fucking hustle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She's got a hustle, brother.
How was your week of Portland shows? You did a special. You got a special and you're under the belt now that you got cooking.
I got it cooking, baby. Yeah, it was good. It was weird to be back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It actually wasn't as weird as I thought. I was like a little worried. I was like, damn, I'm about to be having like panic attacks the whole time.
Wow.
But really, I really only saw one person I didn't want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the last night in Portland.
Right.
The rest of the time, I just saw like friends, which was great.
That is great. Yeah. I mean, where is the world where you would be having panic attacks all the time? You just felt like you were going to see a bunch of people you didn't want to see, or?
Dude, I have a lot of negative association with that city.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like going back there. So the idea that I was going to have to be there and then like bump into people I didn't want to talk to or whatever, I was just like, ah. But it was actually very positive. I had like lunch with different friends almost every day. I did a bunch of great shows.
Damn.
I did my old show Doe.
Yeah.
You know, like
hell
it
yeah.
was all good. It was all good, you know?
Hell yeah. Did you close Doe out?
No, Andrew Slater did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I never get respect on the old show. Every time I go back, I've literally never closed it out. They're just like, yeah, well, you'll feature.
That's crazy. I closed that show out when I go back, and I didn't even...
Dude, truly, the last two times I've done it, Jeremiah closed it out, and Andy closed it out. I'm just like, okay, sure.
Wow. Damn, dude. What the fuck?
Zero respect.
What is that? Well, whatever.
Absolute zero respect.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's... You know, you had a good time, and you thought maybe you weren't
going
to... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Whatever. It was good. You know, I'm only coming back to Portland once every couple years now, so...
Yeah.
You know, maybe in 3 years they'll let me do that show if it still even exists.
Yeah,
maybe in 3 years they'll be like, "All right, you've earned it."
All right, you can headline now. You know,
it'll probably be hosted by three people who I don't even know. Actually, I might
not
even be able to get on that show at some point.
Yeah, at some point you're not even going to know who to message, and then it's going to be kind of over for you as far as that's concerned.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Then I won't. Then I just won't go west. You know.
Yeah, yeah. What do you need out there, anyways? Yeah.
What do I need? Yeah. It is fucking beautiful out here.
I know, dude.
I forgot how damn pretty
so
it like
fucking
green.
Pretty.
It's so green. Like all the flowers were blooming. This is the gayest shit I've ever said on this podcast.
Yeah, dude. I was about to say you're like excited about flowers, dude.
Dude, it was like the smells were hitting me, and I was just like, wow, I forgot how like nice this shit. Like people like nice shit out here.
Yeah. And you're just like walking around smelling stuff, right? Do you smell the flower? Do you stop and smell flowers? Did you go that soft with it?
No, I didn't even need to though. It just like hits you in the face. Like
That's
you're just
true.
Walking
Ooh, yeah.
and you're just like, oh my God, damn.
Got slapped with them.
slapped in the face, and then it's just lush. I just kind of forgot how like it just is banging green, dude.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely banging green out here.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So that was cool, but yeah, and now we're winding down in Southern Oregon.
Hell yeah.
The really most beautiful part of the state.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Medford, okay?
Dude.
Grants Pass.
Yeah.
Roseburg.
Yes.
Dallas, Oregon.
Yeah.
Right?
Dallas.
Motherfuckers don't know about Dallas, Oregon.
Nope.
Okay?
Nobody knows about that. Yeah.
No one knows there's a Dallas, Oregon. I'm performing in these markets now.
Hell yeah. You don't do Eugene? Is there anything in Eugene or no? Do you just go to the hick towns?
This is the Hicktown run, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the Hicktown run.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I kind of wish you were a hick. I kind of feel like you've earned it. I wish you could transform yourself into a hick.
Let me tell you, my politics are that of a hick.
Yeah, absolutely. You have hick politics. You have kind of a hick vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And you have like a big, you're a hick, but you have like a big city vibe. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big city boy, absolutely. Yeah.
But you're like a hick. You are a hick.
I'm objectively a hick, like I'm a hill person. Yeah,
but you don't believe in the good shit that they believe in.
No, I don't. I believe in my own stuff, other stuff.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's too bad.
We really have traded places in many ways, you know.
We have, yeah, because I'm just like out here waving an American flag with a truck.
Yeah,
and going, I know what's right and I know what's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your ass is just like, it could be an adventure. Life is the mystery box. And I'm just like, nope, it's pretty set and standard.
Nope. Yep.
And there's a right way and there's a wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a lot of people are doing it the wrong way.
I think, yeah, hicks are, that's their big thing, is there's a right way and a wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's be real, a lot of the big city people, they're also like, there's a right way and a wrong way.
That's true. Yeah, everybody's kind of convinced they know what's right and wrong. And they don't really have much of a reason to be confident in themselves about it, but they just are. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a vague, yeah, this is right, that's wrong, that's what I got.
I did run into, I you know, because I was at the club all weekend, so I was around people who, like, paid to see comedy, and especially, like, with Nick Mullen, like, they knew what kind of shit they were getting.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan Jenkins was at Doe, and he was watching my set, and he was near the guy who, like, takes tickets at Doe, and that guy was wearing a mask, so you're like, all right, so we already kind of know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
But Dylan said he was like mumbling under his breath during my set about like how wrong I was.
Oh shit. Wait, yeah, what are you even like, talking about that people could be like, this is wrong? Like, that's what I don't get. Is
I have a new joke. I have like this joke about how like we should, it starts off very heavy, like shocky premise, but then okay, like it's clearly very jokey. So it's like, yo, like we should bring back concentration camps. That's like the like sentence, right, out of the gun. And everybody, right, goes, oh, and then I would like, then the whole thing is like, but the people I'd want to put away is like those hustle and grind guys,
yeah,
from,
yeah,
Instagram. Like that's the whole joke. So that's, it's clearly joke, is like the moment you hear that, you have to be like, oh, right, he's a comedian and he's, yeah, making a joke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's shocking, but then once you actually start doing the joke part, it's just silly. That's just a silly, silly idea. Yeah.
Right. And so he, during that, was just like, yeah. And Dylan was just like, he was like, yeah, dude, he was pretty bummed about it. He was pretty pissed. And
damn.
I was just like, dude, it's like, first of all, you're working the door at a comedy show. Like, you know, you're probably going to hear something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, there were just always people like that that reacted so strangely to you, though. Like, I don't get,
I'm like, dude, how could you think this is like a real idea?
Yeah.
So in that dude's mind, he's like, we shouldn't bring that concentration. Like, this guy is, he's saying something that
as
is wrong.
You were advocating.
Yeah,
for
like,
concentration,
I'm like, no, we should. We really should.
We really should. It'll be good.
We should.
We got to start
a
movement.
For society. Yeah. And this guy's like, you know what? I have to take this premise seriously right now because this guy has some work to do.
Wow. Yeah.
I got interrupted by this other guy who actually after the show was like, hey, thanks, I enjoyed your set. But he was like, he just, during the same joke, he was like, you know, Hitler based the concentration camps on the reservations that we have in America. He took that
idea
from America. Like, kind of apropos of nothing. He was just like, he was in like the second row and he was like kind of making this point, and I was like, oh. And then I said, hell yeah, that was America first. I was like, hell yeah, dude, they got all the good ideas from us. I was like, hell yeah, dude, we schooled that fool. Even Hitler had to learn a thing or two from the best country that God ever created.
Yeah, yeah. God's favorite.
Yeah.
God's
even favorite the Third country. Reich was taking fucking borrowed taking ideas from the fucking best. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. They were taking vacations over here, being like, looking around like, okay, I see how, like, we can do
it. Oh, shit, bro. These guys are on one over here, dude.
Honestly, that heckle is like the most Portland-type heckle I can think of.
It was like a factoid that he was like, but did you know?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this adding right now? Right. I told him that. I was like, oh, thank you for that point that was not funny.
Yeah.
And then I just moved on. I was just like, what is this for?
Yeah.
What is this for?
What are we
but at least afterwards, he came up and was like, hey, I really enjoyed that. That was fun. I was like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
At least you're not mad.
Right.
But I think the door guy was mad.
Yeah. I mean, if he's muttering under his breath, he's definitely just mad. Yeah.
He's like pissed off. God, what a fucking loser, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Man. I it's so funny thinking about all the times that I would see you in Portland doing a show and then seeing somebody doing that, somebody just having a reaction to you like that. It started getting pretty creepy, to be honest. It started seeming like there was something else going on with it. That it wasn't
that's what
even
I'm saying,
just,
though. Yeah. So that's why I'm having all this anxiety when I go back there. It's like, I just
that
don't want to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
But the club is great because it's all like, it's very pro comic.
Right.
It's just like, look, if you're mad, you bought a ticket to something that you should have known what this was.
Right. Well, especially you opening for Nick Mullen, I don't think.
I mean, it would be, no one was worried. They were probably mad I didn't go hard enough.
Yeah. They're that's like, the thing the fuck, is, you're dude? Not spicy enough, I feel like.
No.
Like, I don't find you to be an edgelord comedian. I've never thought that about you. Like, I just don't.
I really don't think I'm saying things to shock people.
No.
I don't think any of my jokes are just there simply to shock.
To shock, yeah. It almost all, in fact, the example you have of the concentration camp thing, I would say you have written that type of joke many times where it's just like, here's a dark idea. Now let's make it silly. Now let's make it fun. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole formula.
That's the formula.
Yeah. And generally
speaking, for some reason, they get stuck on the, why did he say the dark thing up top?
Yeah, yeah. Why did he say that?
They didn't like, they almost stopped listening to the rest.
Yeah, because the premise is dark. They don't want to hear the punchlines. They're like, oh, premise, dark. Don't like that. But also, like, it's not even like, I don't feel like I've ever seen you even write a joke that seemed like it was outside of your experience either, which I thought was the whole thing. It was like, you got to talk about your own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, You have a right to talk about, to make jokes about concentration camps, like, more than it. I mean, who else has more of a right to do that? I don't get
yes,
it.
Yes, I believe that they should be back.
Yeah,
of course,
yes.
I have that right. I have that right because I do believe that they
you
should
do
be
believe
active
that. Yeah.
In our society.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what
yes.
I meant. That's what I meant.
Yes.
I meant, like, because
you're
really
right.
Believe that. Yeah.
You're right. I do have the right to say that because I do believe that they should be back. So thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was
anything
pointing.
That you believe, you have a right to say.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Anything you believe you have a right
I actually,
to say.
I mean, I think that you're joking, but I actually think that is it. Like, if you really
yes.
believe it, then yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, don't say
I'm
fake shit.
Up.
Don't be fake
don't
about it.
Don't say fake shit.
Yeah, don't say fake shit. Be real.
Be real as fuck. If
yeah.
you believe that we should lock people up based on some quality and put them in, like, you know, uniforms and make them work for the state, then say with your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chest out. Puff your chest
out.
Fucking say
chest
it.
Chest out. Say, round them up.
Yeah.
Put them in.
Yeah, yeah.
Age them up.
Yeah.
Camp them up.
Hustle
it's
and
time
grind.
To go.
Yeah.
Hustle and grind.
Get them grinding in there.
Yeah. So, but that was, yeah, you know. Sure. So Portland is still, I mean, I guess I would be also a little disappointed if Portland didn't have a little bit of its old self. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
If
it's got to do
if
that.
If it didn't rear its head in any way.
Yeah.
This was a pretty mild rearing, I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. I would.
So that was fine. But it was funny to get a little bit, like a little taste again. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I forgot how insane some of you fucking people are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird that the thing that would always surprise me when those people would show up would be like, you go to comedy shows? Like, you're a person that is like this and you go to comedy shows. Like, that's what I don't
dude,
get
no,
about it.
Let's double down. There are some people who are like, you do comedy and you're like this? You're a comedian and you're acting like this? I have, like, sympathy for the people who just go to shows and are
sure.
mad.
Yeah, you, they're just trying it out.
You know how the sausage is made and you're like this. You are truly out of your fucking mind. Like, you are out of your mind acting this way. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh my God.
You should be put in a fucking camp. I would put a camp. I would definitely make a camp for comedians.
The comic camp, yeah.
Who were against comedy.
Yeah.
They would love that shit too. They'd be like, oh, it's so serious in here and not fun or funny. This is great.
Yeah.
This is what comedy should be. Dark, depressing, never funny.
Yeah, nothing light about it. Just all heaviness and darkness.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who want, like, there's people who should have just taken, like, a PhD in, like, comedy studies. That's what they really wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted to, like, write long essays on comedy.
Right.
They wanted to, like, analyze comedy. They didn't actually want to do comedy. They have, like, a very little interest in making people laugh. They're more like, but what's behind all this? That's mm-hmm. their interest. And they just kind of have to be in comedy to kind of get that, I guess. But most of them are never interested. Because none of these actions ever lead to you doing anything funny. So you clearly, to me, you're telling me that you're not interested in actually being funny.
Did I ever tell you about that time there was a girl at an open mic? And this was like early days in Portland, like 2015, 2016, somewhere around there. There was this girl at an open mic who, after my set, came up to me and was like, hey, I'm doing like a study on comedy and I want to interview you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then we met up at this coffee shop later. And all the questions she had for me were like, so are you like depressed? Like, why are you and it was like, and I was like, no. And she was like, well, why do you talk about like messed up stuff? And I was like, oh, what do I talk about? And she was like, oh, I don't remember, but maybe you said some must, like, why do you think that making light of.
She picked the wrong comedian to pigeonhole into that. Jesus Christ.
I was so confused.
You're like a little cloud on stage. You're like a little fucking happy, smiling cloud. And she was like, so who molested you?
That's what she was going for, dude. Like that. It was like, what kind of trauma do you feel like made it so that now you're doing comedy? And I was like, damn, I think I just like it.
Did you see the joke where I showed the audience my butt?
Yeah, did you see my butt? Like, I showed you my butt, right?
I showed you my butt.
Dude, because of you bringing this up, I've been showing my butt again.
Oh, I know. I saw it when I was in Minneapolis. Okay, you do the butt joke. I was like, yeah, that's back. That's because of me. That's because of me back here,
Yeah, you brought it back. Yeah, you just bringing that up just made me be like, dude, I got to show my butt more. They got to see my butt.
That's the butt. Mm-hmm. That's the butt.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so what kind of trauma did the butt thing?
Yeah.
Why would you show your butt to people? Are you traumatized over your butt?
Yeah. Do you have some sort of butt, you know, obsession that you can't get over that you're working out here? You know, it was that type of thing where she was like, it must be that comedy is therapy. You know, that must be it.
Yeah.
It's just therapeutic. And that's the only reason people do it. And it was just like, no, it's just for fun. And then it just kind of sucked. It was like we had a bad date. Basically, it was a horrible date where she asked horrible questions.
They come in and they're like, so you're fucked up. You're like, I'm not actually. I'm pretty chill. I'm actually pretty chill right now.
Yeah.
Did she pay for the coffee?
Nope.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, are you
didn't
serious?
Even buy me a coffee. No.
You buy. That's your time that you gave
I
up.
Know. I know. And she did not buy me a coffee.
This
remember
girl sucks.
Yeah, dude.
I hope her fucking paper failed or whatever the fuck she
I hope it went nowhere.
F.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it was like, oh, you found out nothing about comedians, actually. You'd found out jack shit. Okay.
Then
yeah,
there's like another, she like interviewed somebody else who just wouldn't stop jacking off at her. Like at a coffee shop. It's just like a guy, like, she's like, so
like, this
like,
is
oh, you're,
what I'm looking for, actually.
This is, oh, hell yeah.
Here we go.
I hit the mother load. This is a great paper now.
Yeah. Well, what else do you want to fuck around with? What's your fucking problem? You got some fucking problems you want to tell me about?
Do you think I could pull off, like, start wearing, like, snakeskin cowboy boots?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think I could do that?
I think I'm getting tired of you not having style.
And I have no style, dude.
You have no style at all.
Dude, I look like my last girlfriend always just said, like, I look like a college guy, like just a casual. Yes. Like, I just look like I'm always in college.
You look like you just got out of class. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, that's what you
chilling.
Look like all the time.
I gotta go to the cafeteria to get my meal, bro.
I'm sick of it, dude, because you're always pushing me around and being like, be a man, you know, or whatever. You don't dress like a fucking man. You dress like a little boy, dude.
What do I put pants on and a sweatshirt. What else do you want?
I just want you to have some sense of style, just something, just do something, you know, dress up a little. I don't even think, do you even wear button up shirts ever? I don't even think I've ever seen you in a button up shirt.
What am I going to work, bro? I'm not going to work.
But why not just dress nice for once? Like just for one day in your fucking life. Well, Joe,
like a guy who does taxes.
Well, I'm not saying
a button up shirt.
I'm not saying you gotta. Okay, we've caught you in a little bit of a. I think you're being a bit of a hypocrite right here because you don't dress like a real man. You insist on everybody else around you being a real man. So I'm saying you are not hard man.
People know
on this
that I'm
one.
A real man when I walk in with this fucking hoodie. They know I'm a real man. They don't need a fucking outfit. They don't need a uniform. I'm not a fucking.
You
Ken
need
doll.
An outfit, dude. You need to dress nice. You should be dressing nice.
Why?
Because
the whole point of this lifestyle, bro, is that I don't have to do shit. That's literally the whole point of this thing is I don't have
to
do
all,
shit.
That's all you want, huh? Is you what? Just you just don't want to have to do anything. But I'm just saying as every once in a while, I'm not saying every day. I'm not saying you need to dress up every day. But it would be nice to see you dress nice every once in a while, you know? I'm always hanging around you. You always look the same. I know all of
your
clothes.
Little shirts. You got little ass shirts.
Sure, I'm
you got little ass button shirts, dude.
Yeah, I got nice little.
That's a man.
Button
that's
up shirt.
A fucking man.
Well, listen, I'm saying that.
You look like a little boy. You look like you're going to fucking kindergarten. What are you talking about? You look like it's picture day every time I
no,
see
I
you.
No, I dress up. Okay, I can
that
make
is
my
not dressing
I have a variance. Dude, I have a fucking suit, dude. Okay? I got a suit.
Sure.
I can dress
okay.
up. If somebody needed me to look nice,
you
I
think
can
I'm
look
showing up to a wedding like
nuts.
This, bro?
I'm not saying that, okay?
I would fucking wear a suit.
I know you would wear a suit. I know
would
you wouldn't just show
suit.
Up in a fucking hoodie. But what I'm saying is just generally, you know, I just feel like you I don't know. You don't have a lot of clothes either. Like, I feel like I know all your clothes. Like, I could list
yeah, you
all
do.
Your clothes.
You know. You knew this shirt. You knew
yeah,
you've
I know
this
that
shirt.
One. That's actually one of the ones. That's one of my
seen
favorite
this shirt
things
3 years
got.
Ago. I wore this shirt years and years ago.
Yeah, yeah. All your clothes you've been wearing for years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm on a fucking path here, bro.
Just freshen it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Just for me, even. Just to see you looking different, you know?
You want me in a little costume.
I don't want you in a costume. I just want you to...
I never respect men who dress up, dude. I don't ever respect... I think it's so clownish to fucking men dressing up.
To dress up. Just a little bit.
You're out here like, I'm trying.
It's good to look good. It makes you feel good to look good, you know? To kind of control your appearance in that way. It's a little bit, it's fun. It feels good. You're like, oh, I wanna look nice tonight. I like select stuff if I wanna look nice tonight. You know what I mean? And you don't do that. You just put this.
I do not.
You never, I think, ever thought about it. I think you just fucking roll into
I like
where...
less choice. I like way less choice. You guys are all trying to give yourself more choice.
Yeah.
I've cut down. What are we going with? We're rocking with 4 crew necks. We got a couple hoodies.
Yep.
3 different pairs of pants.
Mm-hmm.
1 pair of shoes.
A lot of it, too, is comedy stuff you got for free from comedy festivals
yes,
or clubs.
Yes, most of it at this point is free.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last thing I bought.
Yeah, you have... when is
it's
the last...
It's either free or... It's free or my brother, who's, like, a couple years younger than me, but is, like, my size, mm-hmm. doesn't wear.
Wow. So you just... It's all just stuff you've gotten that just came into your world.
For the special, I bought an $8 black sweatshirt.
That's nice. Good.
Crew neck sweatshirt. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, so you sort of get it. You're sort of giving in a little bit, saying they're like.
It was a big night. It was a big night. I had to get a new sweatshirt. I had to wear a new sweatshirt.
Didn't want to spend too much either. You know, didn't want to get it. It didn't need to be too nice, you know.
No. One person did comment that I look like I just rolled out of bed. So.
Well,
that's the vibe that the special will have.
Yeah.
Is this like kind of like was he trying to do that?
Was he laying down? Was he laying down back there?
Right. Was he in some type of coffin before he got to the stage? Like, what was he doing? Yeah, dude. I don't know.
Well, it's just gonna be wild. Again, it's like so much of this podcast is about, you know, preparing for your 40s, you know, and your 40s, not mine. We're not preparing for my 40s. I think I've got a roadmap. I've got a path ahead of me. But I feel like
plenty of shirts.
Yeah, I got shirts. I got shirts. Yeah, shirts and sweat. I have a wardrobe. Okay, I have a wardrobe.
I just don't expect. Okay, so you're okay. I have lived in a van. I'm you know, basically always on someone's couch or futon.
Yeah, yeah.
But you expect me to have like this sick wardrobe?
Well, I'm just saying we gotta start working on it.
I never respected men with wardrobes. I want to be real about that.
You've never.
I thought dudes who cared about their clothing were fucking so lame.
Dude, so many of the people around you care at least on some level about their clothing.
Yes.
You don't respect any of those people.
No, I mean, obviously, like, look, I respect a lot about you. The wardrobe thing, that's one of your demarcations in my little bit.
So you think I should just wear, you know, hoodies?
Slob it up. Slob it up.
You think I should be slobbier? You think I should just be rolling out of bed into stuff?
Okay, like, my clothes are clean.
Yeah, I'm not saying your clothes are dirty.
So I don't even feel like I'm like a slob. I just think it's... Every day is casual Friday because I don't even have Fridays really.
Yeah, you don't really.
Like, today is Friday, but I don't like it's. I didn't know what day it was until yesterday.
You're like Sundays on. Like every day is a Sunday in your world. I feel like.
I think every day is like, oh shit! I just got out of jail, and this is what I was wearing when I went in, and so I'll just keep wearing that.
That's your world. Yeah.
Okay. This is as close. I mean, you've given me a lot of advice, but this is as close as it's like, all right, Hunter is officially my girlfriend now. Because he's just like, why don't you wear something nice? This is like entering like girlfriend mode.
It's true.
Please. We're going to my parents' house. I'm like, the sweatshirt's fine, babe. Just leave it alone. Your dad doesn't give a fuck. Leave me alone. She's like, it's Easter, Jake. It's Easter brunch. Can you just wear a fucking, I bought you the shirt. I'm like, I don't want to wear that shirt. It's going to get hot.
Dude.
It's crunchy.
I am gonna
like
dude,
khakis.
I'm gonna buy you some clothes. That's where we're at.
I'll burn those in front of you, dude. I will light them on fire. If you came to my house and gave me clothes, I would light them on fire.
Oh, I'm so excited to pick out clothes
There's
for you.
No
it's
way.
Gonna be so fun.
There's no way. We are not doing this.
Your birthday is coming up.
We
it's
might
a good time.
Okay. If you buy me clothes, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. We're just gonna fuck. There is no way I'm letting you buy me clothes without getting some fucking bussy, dude.
Okay.
I am gonna fuck
okay.
you. Because that's the last straw. Once you start dressing me, I'm gonna start fucking you. I'm not getting dressed up by you and not getting my nut. All right.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
Okay.
I'm just saying be
equivalent
prepared.
Exchange.
You show up with a couple outfits,
yeah.
You better get ready to get those cheeks fucking clapped.
Yeah, you're about to clap these.
And
cheeks.
I'm gonna be fucking with some anger because I'm gonna be mad. I'm not gonna give it to you soft like I know you want it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
give
it
you're
to
gonna
you fucking hard. Because I know I'm gonna be mad about the clothes.
Yeah, you're gonna be pissed off that I got you clothes.
Pissed off. I'm gonna be in a nice like pink top that you bought me, and I'll just be absolutely busting it wide open.
I'd buy you something that would make sense for you. You know,
a new sweatshirt. Oh, if we're talking a new sweatshirt, then sure.
No, I'm gonna get you a button-up shirt that looks nice. You know, a nice button-up shirt. No. That's what you need. Just one
of
those.
I'm telling you. Dude, fine. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to be walking with a limp for a couple days after that if you fucking
damn.
Do this.
I love how you can't even just talk about... You're not even just busting a nut in my ass. You're like, you're bragging about it. You're like, you're going to fuck me good.
It's vengeance sex at this point.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's vengeance. Like, no, because I want people to like... Even though I'm not gay, I would like my reputation for gay sex to also be good.
To be really
like,
hard.
I would, yeah, it's like, dude, Jake fucked me in the ass last night. Like, I didn't know you guys were gay. It's like, I bought him clothes and it was a punishment. It was a little punishment.
It's just like a friend thing, but it was
a friend
sucked,
thing.
Dude.
But he had to teach me a lesson because I tried to do something nice for him.
And now I'm not, yeah, and it's like, I'm like all busted up.
Now it hurts to sit down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just limping around Minneapolis.
Yeah. You have to have like a cushion for your car.
I'm just telling all my new friends, like, yeah, you guys know that Jake friends. Guy? He fucked me.
God damn. Don't try to buy that dude khakis or else you'll bust it wide open.
Do not fuck with him in clothes because he will destroy you and it sucks.
He will destroy
dude.
You.
Yeah.
And then all these girls start buying me clothes. They're all like, oh my God, really? absolutely bust open in you if you buy them. All these girls come to my shows with like a shirt in their hand. I'm like, fuck. It's a long night ahead of me, man.
Damn. You're really going to have to be in the zone, you know? You got to get zoned. Yeah. Dude, there's going to be some women are going to walk away disappointed. If they're all showing up being like, you got to fucking destroy all of us. No.
There was a girl last night who I think was angling to get laid. And, yeah. She was trying to like kind of talk at me during the show, but like in a, like a cutesy way.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up at some point that she like, that she like is into crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started clowning on crystals. And dude, I'm telling you, her whole fucking vibe changed after that.
Wow. She was like, fuck this dude. Like, I don't like
dude,
this.
I think at one point she goes, yeah, I'm out. She's in the front row and she turned to her friend and goes, yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. Wow.
There was another dude in the audience who like was a friend of mine came and he brought this guy and he was like, yeah, I think that girl is trying to get laid. And I was like, and then the crystal thing happened. He goes, yeah. And then she didn't like it anymore.
Damn.
She like walked right past me after the show.
Wow.
Very funny.
Wow. You really fucked up with her, dude. You could have
imagine like, I mean, whatever, if that was your goal, that was your goal. But like mm-hmm. to be put off because a guy made fun of your little rocks, like it's
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah,
because if I got to the house, I would have been making fun of him anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course,
I would have been like, "What up. Is this bullshit?"
Yeah, yeah. Why do you have crystals everywhere?
What do you have crystals?
Yeah,
yeah. So,
I had a funny interaction. A girl approached me at a. I guess she had seen me at like another comedy show, and she approached me, and I was sitting at a bar, and she walked up.
Not a comedy bar. You were just out
at a comedy
bar.
Yeah, yeah. At a comedy bar. And she comes up to me and she starts talking to me, telling me that she saw me, that I was funny or whatever. And I was like, oh, either she's like hitting on me or she's just trying to be friends or whatever. I don't care what it is.
Sure.
But I was kind of catching a bit of a vibe. But she was just kind of awkwardly standing there. And I was like, take a seat. And she said, no. Like, after approaching me, is very strange. Like, it was almost
that
like...
That was it? She just said no?
No, no, no. And then we just kept talking, but it was just this kind of awkward thing of, like... I don't know. That's, like, the kinds of interactions I have, I think, with women that are interested or maybe not interested in me.
Yeah, because
you know?
Women who are interested in you are just fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, they are kind of weird.
They're weird girls.
Yeah, yeah.
So, for them, an invitation to sit down is like, oh, my
very
God,
aggressive.
No.
Yeah,
no, no,
yeah.
I want to stand here with my body ajar to him. Like a door that's halfway closed.
Yeah, and it did feel a little bit like, oh, sorry, I was too so forward. Or, I don't know, it was just like such a weird interaction.
Yeah, all the girls who I've seen like you are like hella skittish.
Yeah.
They're like weird little cats, dude. They're like weird-ass little, like, yippy little cats.
Yeah, they are kind
of... It is funny. It is funny that the times I've seen a girl come up to you and shit, I'm like, wow, okay. She's darting all over the fucking place over here, dude.
She's coming to me because she needs safety. She needs something like, you know.
Just she's like a hungry cat and you're like a bowl of milk.
Yeah, I am definitely.
She's like, I don't know, I've been abused. Like, lick the bowl and you're like, yeah, it's fine. It's just a bowl of milk, chick. And you're like, she's like, I don't know, I can't do this.
Yeah, she's like, this is overwhelming. This is so overwhelming.
She starts
I can't.
Clawing at the couch and she gets out of there. But then she'll send you a DM like a week later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like, hey, look at this Japanese thing that we both find cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You
I
got
don't even
it.
Know really what it is.
No, you got like, it. You don't know what it is. Yeah. Dude,
I don't know what it is, but
you have
I know
no
it's
idea
from...
what I you couldn't talk to any of the women that I talk to, you couldn't be a part of that conversation at all. You wouldn't
Trust
have anything.
Me, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. No, I'm not even saying you would, but I'm just saying if you had to be, it would just
be
nothing.
If
for
they
you.
Dropped me in, I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck
I don't know what to
about.
Do, dude. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we're talking about
You better say something interesting to me or I'm going to start making fun of this bullshit. I will tell you that. Whatever this is, I'm going to start clowning on it real quick or else you better switch it up. You better switch this conversation all the fuck around or I'm going to start clowning something you hold dear.
And we're both like soft, so we're like letting you kind of lead the we don't even get to talk to each other anymore. You're like, you're
like,
taking control.
We're not talking about this shit right now. No. Let's talk about something I want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about basketball, dude.
Yeah, can we talk about basketball?
And
how
just,
it's better than all this Japanese toys that you guys play with?
Oh, yeah, Japanese toys. That's what I'm into.
I assume.
Yeah.
I assume.
No, yeah, sure. Yeah, you've seen a lot of toys in my house.
Be real. Has a girl ever shown you like a picture of like a figurine that she's like?
No, that's never happened. No. Okay. I'm not. If they
you're
got
not into the figurine girls,
dude, if they got figurines, that it's not. It's just not my speed. Wow. No shade. Whatever, you know, do whatever you like. I don't care. But it's that's not. That's
but
a little
you
too far.
Fucking it.
That's a little too far. That's a little too far for
that's
me.
That's too far for you.
That's too far for me. Yeah.
Figurines.
Yeah, I don't get down with that. Cause that's a little.
I do not get down with that.
That's so invested that I feel like we would struggle to have conversations about other things, and that's not what I want. I want to be able to talk about nerdy shit, yes, sometimes, but we need to be able to talk about other stuff too, you know? So.
Yeah. That's, and she's just building a model in front of you.
Yeah, you know, like that level of investment. It's like we're gonna have to talk about this shit every day, dude, for so long, and I don't know if I can do that, you know?
Yeah. You can't have somebody who has like an obsession like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially,
or you have to, well, it's kind of like all the girls I've dated, they've had to build around my life.
Yeah. Your obsession with comedy. Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, I'll be going out tonight. They're like, again? I'm like, yeah. What do you, what the fuck?
Every night. Yeah.
It's like, I got to build a model every night.
You've built a life where girlfriend time is pretty much spoken for, essentially.
No girlfriend time.
Yeah. I just mean your favorite activity happens at what for other people is girlfriend time.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Comedy is your girlfriend. That's the whole thing.
I'll be real. I don't even know if it's my favorite activity. It's just the only activity I have in my life. If we're really being real, like, yeah, it's fun. But like, it kind of, I think, if you really start to look at it in a clinical way, it's like, yeah, this is filling some type of thing going on.
Yeah, it's filling a void like, for you.
It's like he does it every night and he's out all night doing it. It's mm-hmm. like, well, there must be, you know, if I take a cold, hard look in the mirror, it's like, yeah, we're running for something.
Yeah.
But we only have to keep running for like a couple more decades and then the run is over. So.
Yeah. Fuck That's it. A good plan. You're just going to go out every night, do comedy, and then die? Is that the life plan?
If the comedy isn't a thing, I'll get into something else that I just don't have to think about anything else.
What else do you
people
think?
People don't ever give you this option either, by the way. They always say, like, you need to work on your shit. You need to fix your shit. It's like, why? I could just outrun it until I'm... there is an end line. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can run the clock out.
Yeah, I could just fucking keep passing the ball until the clock goes out.
Never
know?
Shoot it. Just
I
dribble.
Just dribble it out. I'm just dribbling it out, dude. I'm just dribbling it out like the end of a game.
Oh, is Jake gonna shoot? I don't think so, actually.
The game will end is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no competition between, like, the game's gonna end.
Game will end.
That's it.
And then it's like, you just get credit. You did it. You know, no one's gonna be like, oh, he fucked up. Like, nope, it's over now. You know, who cares?
There's not even, I mean, really, I'm not gonna be remembered, so there's not even any pass fail. It's just like, there's not even gonna be any real, like, I'll be a goat. I mean, it's just like,
you'll be
faint
a ghost.
Memory.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be like a whisper of a memory on a few people's brains, and then those people will die, and then no one will know I even existed.
Yeah, exactly. The two deaths. That's a big that's a big concept right there that you kind of just trotted out there. I don't even know if you knew that's a big thing.
What am I worried about?
Yeah,
dribble away, baby.
It's the good thing about dying is when you die, everybody's just kind of like, oh man, what a shame. You know, nobody's like,
and then
let's
go eat a sandwich.
Yeah, and then they move on. But they don't. We don't pull the report card out and we're like, all right, let's see how he did. You know what I mean? Like, did he do it right? Do we feel like it was? You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to fail you. We're not going to pass you. No. Even if we did, it wouldn't matter.
I'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd just be a rotting body in the ground. I'm not like, no, don't judge. What the fuck? I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
What can we do with your body when you're gone, me and your friends?
Oh, well, I mean, if there's an option to like attach some instruments to it and put it out into space as like a human satellite, I've always thought that would be cool. It's like a frozen human satellite.
Hell
where
yeah.
Just, you know, kind of push me out. Yeah. Just like, you know, you can have a camera or whatever, some type of recording thing, and you just... But I want the camera to be pointed up at my face, so it's like just like a frozen, you know, like gnarled face. But you get to see like galaxies go by and shit.
Yeah, and you just go off into the infinite.
Or I think it'd be kind of cool to like jump in the ocean with like just a knife and see like how many sharks I could beat.
Okay, so this isn't even, you're not even dead yet. This is just like,
talking about. No, but I'm dying. I'm close. It's like clear. this is kind of it.
Like how you like, think.
I want you to like, you like cut my leg so that the sharks come in and I just see like how many I could get before I'm torn
how
apart.
How many you could get? As if you could get one. You think you could get.
What if I could just stab a shark? He was trying to get a free meal and I go, not today. I'm not going out like a bitch.
Wow.
Eventually I would be, you know, I'd either drown or they'd eat me alive, but I think it'd be fun to go in like the deep ocean with a cut.
Yeah.
And just like fight a couple of sharks with just a knife.
I like how you're dying and we've cut you and you still think that you could get anything off on these sharks, dude. They're fucking sharks.
Bro, dude, I would be like literally in the, no, but I would be in the like death spiral. I'd be like the DMT would be pulsating through my brain. I mean, I would be seeing shit on a seventh dimension. Like I would know, I could probably feel the vibrations of the sharks coming at me. Like, wow. I would be ready to go.
Yeah. You'd have like superhuman abilities there for a little bit is what you're saying.
It I mean, dude, that's you ever seen like, okay, like there's like the people who like when somebody's trapped under a car, they like somehow able to lift a car.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I could do that against a couple of sharks.
Against a shark. Yeah. Kill a shark. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fun. Your skin would like harden and they can't even like get you.
Yeah.
You're like, an X-Man or really something.
I'd be like Aquaman down there.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You can talk to the sharks. You tell them to fuck off.
If I killed
you know?
Five sharks, like somehow it was like, holy shit. You'd have to get me back in the boat and I would just keep living.
Okay. Now it's like a test.
Yeah, it's like kind of your final exam.
Wow. So I'm just going to be watching on the monitor. And
no, you'll be like right on the boat. There's
okay.
no monitor. You'll just be watching. No, I'll be like right next to the boat.
Okay, you'll be like on the surface, basically.
Oh, what do you think? I'm not going underwater.
Okay.
I mean, they'll be like, you'll cut my leg, and I'll jump off.
This is such a horrible day for me. Because then if you die, I just got to drive back alone, you know?
Well, you've been preparing this for a while. You know what this is going to happen. Most likely. I mean, it would be crazy if I killed five sharks.
It would be really crazy.
But if I did, you'd have to get me back in the boat.
Okay. Which would be really scary for me because there's probably more than five sharks. You know what I mean? Your body count hits five, but there's like seven sharks.
Okay. But also, it would also be scary for you because you would have seen basically God. Like, if you had to drag me back in the boat after I killed five sharks as an old dying man, you'd be like, what the fuck did I just witness?
What just happened?
It would be scary for you if I was coming back into the shore with you. You'd want me to die.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know if I'd have this, if I would want you back in the boat.
You know the hell you would see in my eyes if I had just killed five sharks?
Dude, what's to stop you from killing me at that point? Now you've just got the killer's rage.
You don't know what the fuck I'm up to at that point. I'm like, well, I might as well go to human. I just killed five sharks. Fuck it. It's so crazy. Like everybody thinks you're coming back and just me comes back on the boat. Just like naked, freezing.
Wow.
Got a knife between my fucking teeth.
Yeah. You're wearing like, you have like bones that you're like wearing on your body. Yeah.
This is what I did.
Yeah. You're wearing like my head as a hat.
I just fed you to sharks. I fed your body to the sharks that I didn't kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the kind of, I don't know. How are you trying to go out?
I think in a bed, and
do you want to be in a bed?
I want to be in a bed and I want all my friends.
You spent so much time in a bed in your life.
It's
not
true.
A place to go.
Yeah. But I want to be like laying there and all my friends are there and we like listen to nice music and I take a moment with each person and I tell them how much they meant to me, you know?
Oh my God. I'm not even, this is not a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm uncomfortable thinking about that right
now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just, that actually makes you uncomfortable.
It makes me very uncomfortable thinking that there might be a time where you have to look me in the eye and tell me how much I meant to you. I would lose measure. I would
with
not
other
be.
People
I
there. Other people
I would
there.
Not, even if it was just us, I would be like, I can't do this right now. I need you to flatline immediately. I cannot. I would
can't
be.
Do this
dude, right I'm now. Telling you, my toes are curling right now. I'm like having a visceral body reaction.
Damn.
The idea of that level of vulnerability.
Wow.
Dude, if people were there watching it,
yeah.
I know I would just be like I would jump out the window. I would just be like, I cannot fucking do it. And I
can
watch
here.
You do that to other people. Oh God. I would be like, stop it. I'd just be like, where's the plugs?
Can we kill him now? He's ready
to
go.
We do it now?
I don't need
a turn. I get it. I got how good I was. We had a good friendship. There's no reason to fucking
you're just
stay.
Trying to like...
I'm just like, let's hustle this along. I think he's really got to go, you know? There's no reason. I don't want to fucking deal with this right now.
You know, you're just trying. You're like trying to talk over me. I'm trying to like say something. Yeah, I get it. We're friends. Like we've known each other for a while.
Family. Everybody loved you. You loved us. You know, whatever, man. Let's just come on. It's fine.
Let's
you know,
not. We don't need
the whole
to do
rigmarole
this.
Here. All right. Come on. Let's pump it out. Let's go. Yeah, I could not.
I love that. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, yeah, and you'd be alone. All of my, you know, all my other soft people would be there, and they'd all be, you know, just really into it. You know, you would.
And dude, imagine where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I somehow outlived you,
yeah,
I would have not led a good life.
No, you're
so good. I would be the outlier in that.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to have me at the end of the circle. So there would be some caveats. You'd be like, now I know what you did and that was not good, but you know, you still were close in a big part of my life.
Yeah.
But I do not forgive you for those things that you did to those people. I do not forgive you for that.
Yeah. And you're not forgiven. Yeah. So since I'm going out, this is it. You do not get forgiveness.
Yeah. You don't get a free pass.
Yeah.
And all your friends are like backing away from me. They're like, we did not know he would be here.
We did not agree
not cool.
to have
we
him around. Not,
yeah. We thought there would be some type of glass he would have to be behind. But yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. So
yeah.
He was hoping that I go first.
Yeah, alone. I mean, I think you will, and it'll be. I think it'll be chill. And you know,
I think it would be. I think it will be chill.
I think I'm gonna have a long life after you're dead. I think that I'll still have many, you know, many things left to do. You know, I think that's what I think. I hope you go in the van. To be honest, I think that'd be romantic if you died in the
Someone
van somewhere.
Find me in the van.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if you were found in the van. I think you would.
Yeah.
You would look exactly. You would just look like you know you what you're doing. You know.
Yeah. Same sweatshirt.
It would. Same sweatshirt. Same sweatpants. Yeah. Taking just it. Laying out there. You were just like you were writing jokes. You know, you had like a little like little pen and paper. You know, you had like your planners next to the bed. You know, with like the date.
Got my dates.
Yep.
Sad little date book. They're made up at that point. Like I haven't been booked in decades. There's like the fake shows.
I'm having to go through your planner and like cancel your shows, like and just like call up, like, oh, he's got one in 3 months. Yeah, we got
here. I don't know why he wrote that in there. That was not. He, I don't know.
I didn't say he could.
Never
do
heard
that.
Of this guy. Yeah. Oh, that guy who left me the angry voicemail. Yeah, that's not how you get booked.
Yeah.
The guy who just said I'm coming there next week.
No.
There better be a stage ready for me.
We were not going to have him. No.
No,
okay.
We were not. He was not a part of our plan.
It was unnecessary to make this call.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, he is dead? That's good. We were glad. We've been getting calls to that guy for years. So it's good that he is dead.
He won't bother us anymore. That. Yeah.
He won't bother.
We'll
He's
be at peace.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Yeah. We will be at peace finally. He will let us rest. Yeah, dude. That's that's a good plan. It's a good plan. It's just, he's just.
He will let us rest.
He'll let us rest now. he's just like been a wolf at our heels. For
That's the
decades.
Most like haunted like thing.
Yeah.
oh, he'll let us rest now.
He'll let us rest now. Wow. This is the only good deed that he's done is die so we can be at peace.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That was a fun. That's a good. We've done a lot of those. I think that's a good one. I like that
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
We're
one.
Dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm
you're dead.
I know. I die a lot.
Yeah. Well, we all.
I really do die a lot.
Yep.
We're planning for it. It won't even really be a surprise. At one point, you'll come on here alone and you'll be like, yo, this is not a bit. I know it's weird, but he did die.
He did die.
He did die.
And it'll just be me reciting like the bits we did like before you died. Like, here are our last bits. Okay. Yep. I wrote them down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to riff right as he died. It was crazy. It was crazy. He kept trying to riff with me.
The doctor was telling him to stop, but he just kept trying to riff, dude.
He kept trying to riff, dude. The doctor was like, please, you're only causing yourself pain. And he's like, yeah, he had to riff all the way to the end. It literally killed him. It took away minutes of his life.
They were saying he could have lasted a few more days if not for all the riffing, dude.
But the riffing just had to keep going for him. He was clearly trying to kill himself to riffing at the end there.
Yeah,
he was ready to go.
He was in a hurry.
He didn't want those extra days.
He was like, fuck this.
Fuck this. This
riff
sucks.
On three.
This. He was talking shit about the hospital the whole time. He's like, this place fucking sucks. Get me out of here.
I can't wait to be dead. These people suck.
I hate this guy. He's pointing to the nurse. I fucking hate that guy. Yeah, that guy sucks. This guy sucks. Yeah, that's gonna be me. Damn. Old man.
Wow, your last show, your final set.
Right. Final there. Set.
Yeah.
Final yep. set.
Yep.
It, hell yeah. It's just you.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, and all the hospital people that you're being shitty to, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just jabbing me with little knives and stuff at the end. They're so mad at me. They're just like poking me.
You. Yeah.
You're like, is that a medical thing? You're like, yeah. We gotta
poke him a little bit.
We gotta make sure he's still cuttable, or else, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
we won't be able to put him away right, you know, if we can't cut him.
Yeah. He's good. We gotta degas him at the end there. So gotta let all that gas out.
Yeah. They're just like farting in your face and shit.
Just bleeding
I'm
out.
Just like, hey, quit. No, don't do that. And they're like pushing me away, like, fuck off,
shut
dude.
Shut the fuck up. We'll do it to you next, bitch. This guy ruined our whole week. We hated having him here. He was the worst patient we've ever had. So if you're his only friend, then you're kind of to blame.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I hope you'll pay off my debts too, right?
No.
No?
Don't even try. Don't even try with that shit.
I've already been drafting some legal paperwork.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go to court and be like, listen, we did not know each other that well. That's all, I'll be like,
yeah,
I barely knew this guy. I barely knew this guy.
I'll have a lawyer come in with a time capsule to cement our friendship.
Fuck.
He'll have a bunch of he'll have so much evidence.
Fuck. That's
so
true.
Much evidence.
That's
dude,
true.
You're fucked.
I get like
I'm
raided. I get raided. They're just going through all the little like things I have that says your name on it, has your picture on it. I'm like, fuck, dude, they got me. I had to get rid of this shit.
I'm gonna start racking up a lot of debt in your name. I'll tell you that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Well,
sorry,
hey,
bud.
Try to spend it on some fucking clothes. What about that? Get yourself some nice clothes. If you're
rack
up some debt, get some clothes. Okay. And you don't get to fuck me if you use my money. Okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's fun because I'm kind of fucking you in a different way.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It's
monetarily.
It's a findom situation.
I'm busting your cheeks wide open financially.
Yeah,
I'm busting that wallet wide open.
You're clapping my cash right there.
Absolutely clapping that checking account.
Yeah, fuck.
That's good. Yeah, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's where we need to get. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
I'll just start stealing from you. That's like where this friendship starts going is. I just start robbing you every time I see you.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird at first. I'm like, yo, I'm going to take this. You're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, you're going to borrow that? I'm like,
money.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's just like your coffee machine. I'm like, yo, I'm going to take this home real quick. But, you know, you can get another one if I don't bring it back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. This isn't a very funny riff. You know,
I start like coming over with a couple buddies. I'm like, we're gonna have this.
You know, this TV you got here. I like the TV. I think we're gonna take this for a little bit.
The TV's actually gonna look better at my parents' house.
Yeah, yeah. My parents want a new TV. Yeah, I thought I'd just get it for them. So here you go. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him I was buying him a new TV, but I don't really have that kind of cash right now.
I'm just going to get it from you.
You'll be fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like going around Minneapolis being like, Jake actually turned on me and he's like stealing my. I'm like trying to get them to like help me, you know?
And they're like, no way.
They're like scared of you.
Nice
they're
guy.
Like, no, no.
Yeah.
He's from here, dude.
Cool.
He's from here, dude.
Yeah. He's fine. He's not going to, he would never do that.
Nah. No, he wouldn't do that. Yeah.
No. Yeah, but I do know where you live, so just, you know, watch out.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll be on the lookout. Yeah, I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready to kill you.
Yeah, have your little armaments ready, dude.
Yeah.
Have your little battle. Have your little battle station ready.
Yeah, yeah.
For me to come through town in a couple weeks.
I'll be battle ready. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be in the dark with a little switchblade, you know? That's what I'm going to be a little stabby boy. That's all I got.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. You just come over with a gun and it's just like, well, this isn't going to work, I guess. But
I'm like, you really want to die over this TV?
Yeah.
And you're like, actually, yes, I love that TV.
I do love this TV.
I know.
TV's big. It's a big
Couldn't
part
stop
of my
talking
life right
about
now.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Could not stop talking about that TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to go over to my buddy Max's house, saw his TV. His TV, incredible, beautiful, wonderful.
Incredible,
TV
beautiful.
Guided. Incredible, beautiful, wonderful.
Beautiful
cute,
machine.
Cute, beautiful TV. Who needs a girlfriend? You know what I mean? When you got a television. That's what I think.
Max does have a girlfriend, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Max has both. He has a girlfriend and a TV.
Yeah,
you just have
a
TV.
What a fucker. What a little jerk.
Yeah.
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 It's to have it all. Perfect little Max, always getting what he wants, you know?
Yep.
Dumb
well,
shit.
You know, We should do a collab with us two and them two on that pod that they do.
Yeah, we should. I saw their setup. It's nice. We should just go over there and just be like, hey, we basically do this too. Let's do it.
Yeah, we do this too. So, but we don't film it. Nobody knows about us.
We don't film it and nobody listens. So that's the only difference. But we're in there.
That's the only difference. But if you let us on here, maybe our numbers will go up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll negotiate that because I'm really tight with both those guys now. So.
Yep. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Well, you got anything you got to plug? You got any shows coming up people can see?
Well, I'll be hanging with you in Minneapolis in like a fucking couple weeks.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And then I'll be in Fargo, North Dakota, the first weekend of May.
Nice.
And then I'll be at the Red Clay Comedy Festival the second week of May. The 9th through the 11th of May, I'll be at the Red Clay Comedy Festival. And then I got to go to London.
London. Yeah, hell yeah.
If you have any Londoners over there, fucking house me, feed me.
Yeah, reach out if you got a spot for
Jake. I need
Jake.
Like kind of a UK hunter to kind of help me out with a lot of shit.
A little soft British hunter.
I do need a little soft like Charles Dickens type character that can just Oliver like kind
Twist
of
hunter.
Yeah, show me the way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little pathetic little nymphy guy.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Nymphy. Ooh.
Like a fairy, you know,
A
little forest creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Shakespearean creature.
A druid.
Kind of.
A druid.
I would love a little druid to, like, with his little robes showing me around like modern London. I think that would be great.
Yeah, that would be fucking dope. Yeah, so if you're a druid, so, you know, reach out.
If you're a druid, come through, holler at your boy.
Yeah, druids and, come through.
Yeah, druid. I would love a little druid fanboy. I would love the only guy who's like doing jokes for druids.
Druids come through, please. Druids come through.
I'm through deep, dude. I want a deepest druid crew. What about you? Do you have anything to promote?
I mean, I'm doing shows around Minneapolis, but I mean, just...
Hey, look, we're going to be in Minneapolis together.
Yes, we are.
Let's start promoting now. The tickets are not live, but we will be headlining the Hardman Softboy Comedy Show.
Yes.
Saturday, June 22nd, venue TBD. We have a couple in works, but one of them we're going to be doing. So
next episode, we'll confirm what the venue is.
Yes, so next episode, we'll confirm. We'll get some tickets going. You guys can buy them.
Hell yeah.
Spread the word, but June 22nd. Well, and actually June 21st, we're going to be in Chicago.
Right, at the Lincoln
Lodge.
Thursday,
June 20th. We'll be somewhere in Pittsburgh. I don't know where yet. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
But we have a Pittsburgh, Chicago, Minneapolis run.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. The big market.
The 20th through the 20th. So we're doing a weekend Hardman Softboy live shows.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be fun. Come through. Tickets will be up in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
What do we have a New York show to promote or is that not happening?
No, that's not happening. No,
that is for sure not happening.
It's for sure not happening. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we still can't get shows in New York.
Oh, here's the thing. I could actually ask the backyard crew to see if they'll do one.
That would be sick. Dude.
There.
That
John
would be really
and,
sick.
Sean and Ben.
Yeah.
I'll ask not your Sean, my Sean.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So we might have one.
Okay.
But Hunter's also going on tour too. So you got to watch for his dates.
Yeah. It's mostly going to be Chicago. It's mostly going to be, I'm going to do a bunch of stuff in Chicago and then I'm just going to come through and then we'll do stuff together on the way back. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Hunter's his own man now too. Okay.
Yeah. I'm my own man. Yeah. Yeah.
He's just doing his own thing too.
I'm doing my own thing and it's, you know, it's different, you know, it's different than what we do together. You know, it's
yeah.
I think it's nicer, you know, that's what I think.
It is. It's very nice. So my shit is pretty well oiled these days, but it's hard and it's fast and it's Terminator. Like, if you want like kind of a softer, kind of like a, you know, remember that guy Raffy who did children's songs?
Mm-mm.
Baby Beluga.
Baby Beluga. No,
Baby Beluga. He was like a kid singer.
Hmm. I don't know this guy at all.
Well, that's what Hunter's doing on the stage for stand up.
Absolutely, it's comedy for children, basically. That's
comedy
what I'm
for kids.
Yeah,
but they're like a grown kids, and they have really high paying jobs somehow.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm man children. They're called
man children.
Yeah. I'm doing their stuff. I'm getting them. So that's good.
You're getting that through market. So follow Hunter.
Yeah, follow me around.
Follow me.
Yeah,
and please subscribe to my YouTube because I'm putting out a special and I need to start getting some numbers up and I need to make sure YouTube is like, oh, he's a good boy again.
Yep.
Because
yep.
I was a bad boy on YouTube.
And they got mad.
A lot of times they've really, you actually can't be a bad boy in comedy because they just take all your shit down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to need to actually pretend I'm a really good boy. So please subscribe to my YouTube and like, watch a couple videos and like, I don't know. You just got to like make sure YouTube knows that it's like, oh, he's not like a Satan. That's what they think I am. It's like, I'm Satan. So you just need to be like, no, people like it.
Yeah. Do it. Interact, you know, comment, whatever.
Interact.
Yeah.
Comment on a
just
video, like something, just do something.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't even have to, the comment could be anything. Just say whatever.
The comment could be, Jake told me to do this, and that's fine. I don't give a
shit. That's fine.
I don't care. Just make sure YouTube goes, oh, okay, people like him and are watching his shit.
Mm-hmm. And interacting,
So do that for me, because goddamn, it would be so sad to have a special come out, and then it's like, YouTube's like, oh yeah, bitch?
No, we're not showing this to fucker. Anybody. Nobody's
no
going to see this.
No one knows about it.
No one's going to see this.
Search it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm worried that that's going to happen because I've been a bad boy on YouTube. So.
You have been a bad boy on YouTube many times.
Many times. But so follow along and buy those tickets when those tickets come out.
Hell yeah. All right, well, hey, all right, I hope everybody's cool. Be cool.
Yep. Be cool.
Okay.
All right, be cool.
Bye.